Exclusive bill to ban terrorist family members from living in U.S. introduced by Sen. Cotton. By Olivia Rondo on May 14, 2026. A bill that would revoke existing visas from the close family members of terrorists and prohibit future ones from being obtained has been introduced by Senator Tom Cotton. RR. Following reports that Iranian regime officer Qasem Soleimani's niece and grandniece were illegally living in the U.S. While the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, arrested both the niece and grandniece of the notorious Iranian general in April, the agency revealed that 47-year-old Hamida Soleimani Afshar and 25-year-old Sarin Yasid Hosseini had both been granted asylum by immigration judges in 2019. Despite claiming asylum status, the elder niece filed a naturalization application in July 2025 in which she disclosed that she traveled back to Iran at least four times since being issued a green card, DHS said. Soleimani was killed in January 2020 by a U.S. drone strike near Baghdad International Airport. On Thursday, Cotton introduced the No Safe Haven for Terrorist Families Act, which would end the allowance for close relatives of such terrorist figures to live in the U.S. The bill's text outlines a new, permanent ground of inadmissibility that prevents spouses, parents, children, siblings, grandparents, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews of dangerous foreign adversaries from receiving any American visa or otherwise being allowed to move to the country. If the bill passes, it would also require the Secretary of State to revoke any existing visa held by one of the aforementioned family members within 30 days of discovering their inadmissible status. Relatives of terrorists have no business being in our country, Cotton said in an exclusive quote to Breitbart News. My bill would revoke visas from family members of terrorists to keep Arkansans safer. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.